AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is courtesy of Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 30th day of the month of August. It is 720 and 70 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Debbie Fuller, and to talk about random acts of patriotism with the Patriot Guard. Debbie, good morning. How are you?
Great. And you guys?
We're doing all right here so far. It's hard to believe here, Debbie, that this is what, going to be 20 years since the first random acts of patriotism. It's an amazing time.
Right. It's the 21st year since the attack and the 20th year on the bridge.
Debbie, take us back to that first year and really, you know, from your perspective, what came together to have the now annual remembrance on the Interstate 35 bridge outside of Melvern?
Right. The first couple years, I was working on weekends and missed, other than driving by and seeing it, that we're more support position to these guys that have done this every year. The first year, it was a lady named Ann Becker from Melvern who organized it. And then the next year, Doreen Roberts, which is John Kitt's mom, was the one that put it together. And John and his family have pretty much spearheaded this every year since. Doreen passed away in April of 2015. And her spirit is up there with us every year.
Debbie, what was it about that bridge specifically, you know, because you could have put this anywhere. You know, you could have put it, you know, in Emporia. You could have put it, you know, down by Topeka, Casey, Lawrence, Wichita, some other spot. What was it about here that made this kind of the right spot?
It was the closest one to where everybody lived.
Well, that's easy enough.
Yeah, very enough said.
You know, it was one that's not used as much as others. Location, 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 as they say. And it just seems to be a really good fit for this particular activity.
So on September 11th, when do things start? When do things end?
The flags are up by sunup, and they start taking them down around sundown.
And that,
all day.
It'll be a Sunday this year, September 11th, to mark that date, Random Acts of Patriotism. Obviously, as you said in the past, public invited?
Everybody's invited. We've had people on motorcycles, bicycles, trikes, trucks. For a while, there was a FedEx driver that he made sure that his route would take him through that every year, and he would sometimes stop for just a second if he had time. And almost every year, we have had somebody stop and tell us their story of being there that day. And it just totally shocks them to come over the hill and see flags everywhere. The Lebo, lumberyard. The Lebo lumberyard has brought out their big boom crane. And the flag that is over a mile away, it's that big.
Well, and you do see some wonderful reactions from passersby, don't you?
We do. That, you know, we have flags up across the overpass. We've got flags on the on and off ramp. People are holding flags. You know, there's flags everywhere. There's banners, you know, announcing what's going on, and the waves, people standing out of the sunroofs, you know, just waving and honking and lights flashing. And, you know, the stories that we've heard, it just is heart-wrenching. But it means so much for people to know they haven't been forgotten. Their loved ones weren't forgotten. That somewhere, somebody still cares.
That's well said. Well, Debbie, again, sunrise to sundown here coming up on September 11th. Anything else that you wanted to bring up, at least for this particular run here, before we bring you back on here right before the actual Random Acts of Patriotism on the 11th?
Okay, this is literally in the middle of nowhere. They do provide a porta potty, but, you know, bring a lawn chair if you can, a couple bottles of water, sunscreen, you know, what if you need snacks, whatever you need that, you know, the... You got to be kind of self-sufficient, but it's well worth whether you can stay 5 minutes or 5 hours. It'll kind of renew your faith a little bit. That, you know, it seems funny to just stand on a bridge and wave, but people that go seem to come back every year because it really kind of affects you a little bit. It kind of renews your faith in a lot of things, and the people are great, and it's a good time.
We will never forget.
We'll never forget.
September 11. Deb, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks for having us on.
All right, Deb Fuller in talking about the Random Acts of Patriotism that will be going on September 11th at the overpass near Melvern at that exit. They've been doing it now this year number 21, Chuck.
And we'll be bringing Debbie back on right before year number 20 for Random Acts of Patriotism, which will be taking place on Patriots Day, September 11th.
Chuck, it's game week.
It is game week.
Yeah, green light is on. Emporia State football opens up at home Thursday night, 7 p.m. as they take on Northeastern. And we're pleased to be joined by Mike Law, familiar name and voice from around here. Mike is part of a team that's inflating the Hornet game day experience. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Ron.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Hey, your last guest, it reminded me of the Daryl Worley song, Have You Forgotten?
Yeah.
Right when she said that at the end. Yeah. Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having me on this morning. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I have to tell you what, game day's coming up. The Hornet football season will open up Thursday night, 7 p.m., Welch Stadium. And tell you what, Mike, a lot of new activities and options happening during game day, especially the game day experience. And let's talk first about the ultimate tailgate experience. What is going to be new this year?
Well, there's a lot of new, Ron, a ton of new stuff. And, you know, everything starts a couple hours before the game. 2.5 hours before the game is the official ultimate tailgate experience. And, you know, we'll be in between the Kosover Tennis Center there and the Visser Hall, you know, that big parking lot there. You'll see a stage where you'll see a live band. Well, that's going to be fun, probably a first time for that. A great new stage, a great new live band. We have food trucks for you out there this week. Food trucks every week, as a matter of fact. So each week you'll have a different food truck from Emporia and around the area. They'll be serving food. We'll have a cash bar there. So if you want to have a beer, you can do that. You want to have a Coke, you can do that as well. It's your choice. But, you know, maybe in years past you didn't have that opportunity, but this year you will. You'll be able to, if you don't bring your own tailgate stuff, you can buy food right on the spot from the food truck. There's also a hot dog cart, too, so why not have a game day dog?
Yeah, it's called Live at the Hive. It's all new this year, as Mike mentioned, and it'll start 2.5 hours before game time. And not only is the experience going to feature live music, but there's also other areas, too, for what students and VIP as well, Mike?
Yeah, you've got, to, you know, you'll see the giant ESU tent. That's the, you know, the VIP tent, and you can be a part of that if you want to. You've got to get, you know, do that in advance. And I think, you know, some of the fun is to try to get the students to, obviously, to take part, you know, and come over early before the game and join in the celebration. The band is coming by, the cheerleaders will come by, Corky will be there as well, and all that takes place, you know, in this 2.5-3 hour period in that giant parking lot where the ultimate tailgate will be. So, you know, food, you know, refreshments, you've got, again, live music, a live band each and every week for all 6 home games, and then you've got, you know, like I said, the band from the school, Corky, cheerleaders, you know, just the whole atmosphere is what we were trying to do. That's the goal here, just to ramp up that atmosphere and have everybody have a great time before the game and get energized before you go in. to the game to help Coach Higgins and those Hornets, you know, win a football game, you know, kind of get the energy level up.
Boy, and there's really, there's nothing like a great tailgate atmosphere to set the tone for a great football experience as a whole. Seriously, there's nothing like it.
I totally agree. And, you know, I think the thing that, you know, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that's all part of the game day experience, you know, whether you're talking about Arrowhead or Emporia State or KU, K-State, wherever, you know, I think that's part of the deal. You go in, you have a good time, you spend the day, you spend a few hours, and then get in the game and then really, you know, get excited about, you know, Hornet football and, you know, try to help, you know, hey, there's nothing like a great crowd. You could ask the Chiefs this. There's nothing like a great crowd to help your football team perform better.
And at the Ultimate Tailgate Experience, I believe we'll be hearing from President Hush, and also Emporia State head football coach Garen Higgins will be speaking to the tailgate crowd before the opening game coming up on Thursday night. So all kinds of special guests, all kinds of fun, all kinds of excitement. And I believe the Box Turtles will be the live music that will be rocking us into game night coming up on Thursday. Well, once we get in the stadium, anything going on there, Mike?
I think so. You know, Ron, they've got the students are going to be encouraged to move to that east side again, and again, create the excitement inside the stadium and have a real live student section, you know, with cheerleaders and different activities over there, and get the energy going for them over there. And there's some really fun, I don't know if you call it fun, but kind of cool audio pieces that will take place in the game. I think you're all familiar with Mitch Holtis. So Mitch from the Kansas City Chiefs did some stuff for Emporia State this year. So that's going to be fun. That'll be a cool thing to be a part of. But again, the whole goal, again, get the students in there, get them riled up, get the fans in there, and get a lot of support. And Chuck, I haven't heard the Box Turtles before, have you? I understand they're very good.
You are missing out if you haven't heard them yet. So I encourage you to come down and just hear them for that, because, I mean, they are phenomenal. They are tight. That's all I got to say.
They're tight, Mike. That's all you need to know.
For us old people, Chuck, what does that mean?
That means they play well. They play well together, and they can really get down.
Get down. I get that part. Yeah.
Well, there's going to be a lot going on as Emporia State kicks off at 7 o'clock. So the game day experience, both outside and inside of Walt Stadium, will be rocking. And, we got some post-game activities too, Mike?
Yeah, I think this is going to be fun too. Each and every game, each and every home game, they're going to have a little pop-up, party, post-game party. And this week, you're going to be at Bourbon Cowboys. You can slide on down Commercial Street there and enjoy what we used to call a mechanical bull. I guess they have maybe a more hip name for it these days, but it's the old mechanical bull, and that'll be live at the Bourbon Cowboy after the game. Of course, you know, you got to be of age to get in, but what a great place to have a post party, especially on, you know, opening day and on a Thursday night. Heck, that'll be a lot of fun, and we'll do a different place every single home game after the game.
All right, so it's the Ultimate Tailgate Experience, starting 2.5 hours before game time. We'll take you up to about 30 minutes before kickoff, so we hope to see you up at ESU as the 2022 football season kicks off this Thursday night. Hey, Mike, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
Guys, hey, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity, and I know Emporia State football does too, so appreciate all your support, and I will see you all on Thursday.
See you, Mike. Mike Law joining us here this morning. The Ultimate Tailgate Experience. It's new. It's big. It's fun, Chuck. It's festive.
And I'm revved up and ready to go myself right now. We're still two days out. Want to let you know, too, as far as our interview schedule is concerned, we are pretty much close to wide open for next week. This week, though, is chock full. And we encourage you to go to the live and local calendar here to see who's coming up, including tomorrow's newsmaker guest. That's Halfway to Everywhere. Lead organizer Hank Osterhout. The big music and arts festival is coming up on Saturday.
And our newsmaker this morning, Chuck, brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. 732, 70 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Do you know a child who is excited about creativity? Imaginarium is now open for enrollment. Fun and exciting.